Dr. Saber taking an office note on patient David Reed, R-E-E-D, David D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 8/11/1950. Date of service is 10/2/2024. The patient is 74-year-old. The gentleman referred to see me by Dr. Bueso for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes one hypertension for the last 40 years, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next atrial fibrillation, supposed AICD placement, next coronary artery disease, supposed three stents placement, next depression. Past surgical history includes wisdom teeth extraction and heart catheterization. Per paragraph allergy, she is allergic to penicillin. Per paragraph social history, patient lives alone, has no kids of its own. He quit smoking in 2005. He does occasional alcohol, no drug use. He is retired from import and export of lab animal spirit. Family history, father, unknown history of his biological father, mother, died at the age of 80 with kidney stone history. Your paragraph review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea, occasional nocturia, complete bladder emptying, decreased the urinary flow, occasional leg swelling, especially when driving long distances. Paragraph, all other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received seven COVID-19 shots, period. Medications include amiodarone, amlodipine, aspirin, bupropion, vitamin D3, cyanocobalamin, vitamin B12, Jardiance, Repatha, levothyroxine, olmesartan, omega-3, propranolol, and rosuvastatin. On physical exam, he weighs 232 pounds, blood pressure 138 over 80, heart rate 60, temperature 98.1, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. General appearance, non-acute distress, HNT, pupils only active for light and accommodation. He does have a right ectropion noted. Pupils roundly active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no surgical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Per paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sound, irregular rate and rhythm, no mass when S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of heart, lungs adhere to auscultation, no crackles of the abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no renewal exam is non-focal. Investigations from all show the following: creatinine 1.5, estimated GFR is 45 milliliters per minute, hematocrit 55, period. Abdominal ultrasound shows fatty liver. Normal appearing kidneys. No ascites. Period. Hemoglobin 18.2, potassium 4.8, total CO2 21, period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, obesity, multiple instrumentation in the past. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Peer paragraph, next hypertension, controlled on current regimen to continue. Next hypothyroidism, continue measurement as per Dr. Bueso. Next atrial fibrillation, chronic atrial fibrillation. Paroxysmal supposed AICD, currently on amiodarone. To continue as per cardiology, next coronary artery disease, supposed stenting, apparently stable, next depression. Next polycythemia, need to rule out obstructive sleep apnea and nighttime hypoxemia were consistent enough for a sleep study. Here, paragraph. I'll see patient back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and discussing the workup. Here, paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Bueso, for your trust. We'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks. See you, Dr. Bueso.